Well, that was fun. As the second half of the Grunt Free Press biannual vacation episodes, or that was the tail end. You know, I've been brought into my own filth for like a week or so, and now I'm trying to get back to like my normal routine, and I mean, normal for me anyway. I mean, if you listen to the last thing, I've been on fucking vacation for a week, so before, you know, you get the fucking like excited, like, all right, I got a week to play fucking games and do all the shit I want to do, and now it's fucking a week later, I'm just like, ah, fuck, I gotta get back to the fucking bullshit. But it's actually been, I will say, it's been a productive week off of slave camp, slave work. You know, as you can tell, if you go to the site, gruntfreepress.com is the website. If you go over there, you can see the fruits of my labor. I'm absolute deicide, by the way. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is also episode 68, if I failed to mention that. So yeah, again, just getting back in the groove, back in the old grind. So yeah, I mean, if you go to Grunt Free Press, though, there are new reviews up there. I think there's like three of them, I believe. Can't remember what I did before or what I did fucking during the week, but whatever. At least three new ones up there. I mean, there's been a fucking, yeah, this fucking whole entire week off has just been a fucking blur. I mean, I haven't even fucking listened to the last week's podcast because, I mean, I wasn't at work where I usually fucking do my where I usually do my podcast listening duties. So, yeah, so I couldn't find the time to listen to my own shit. Even that, so fucking, I don't know, if I start like repeating shit that I just said last week, or, you know, overlap what I fucking already talked about, well, it's a free fucking podcast, what do you want? So, it's also Halloween today, by the way, recording time anyway. I'm recording on Halloween during the day again, because I'm fucked up. It's like early Halloween morning, All Hallows Morn, I think they call it. Yeah, my days are all fucked up, sleeping schedule's all fucked up, but, yeah, pretty sure I'm, recording on Halloween, so boo to you for one last time, and, I got my old man fucking Halloween plans as usual, which is fucking sit around and fucking rot like any other fucking day, but, you know, just try to keep the options open in case fucking, you know, something happens, something spooky happens, like, I don't know, one of my friends gets fucking drunk or some shit and calls and fucking like, oh yeah, hey, you know, fucking come hang out, have a Halloween party, like fucking like whatever, midnight, oh, it's fucking rocking, and like, you get there like fucking half an hour later and everyone's fucking, you know, already like half in the bag and fucking like falling asleep and shit, and he's just like, all right, hey, cool, fucking walking somebody's fucking random dude's house, fucking like, who are you? I'm like, fucking, oh, somebody called me here, and then it's like, oh, okay, everyone's fucking passed out, and oh, time to go home again. I mean, boo, old man Halloween, that's how it goes. But so anyway, let's talk about video games, I guess. I mean, that's why we're here. I'm taking it, why I'm here, why you're here, why you put the tags up on the podcast, you know, what it's about. Yeah, it seems to be a fucking trend for a fucking take a vacation, you know, and I think, like, oh man, you know, now I have all this fucking time to play something long, you know, fucking play something long involved, and fucking, you know, something I wouldn't want to commit time to otherwise, of being like, oh, you know, a few hours today, a couple hours tomorrow, and fucking like whatever, and just like, oh, it's going to be like weeks of fucking, you know what I mean, to get through it. So I always fucking have plans. I'm like, oh, all these fucking, looking at my fucking like list of games I've been fucking played, like, oh, I can fucking start that and play that, you know, at least get a good start on it during the week, and like whatever, oh, I'll figure out how to play fucking, you know, Civilization or something, or fucking something like that. But then I always end up fucking playing like a shitload of online multiplayer games. Like, that's all I do. That's like all I do on my vacations, it seems like. I mean, I remember fucking Happened with Halo 5, happened with fucking Overwatch, I think, my last vacation. Now fucking this week, it happened with fucking like two games that just fucking released within a week of each other. Fucking Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2. I mean, more or less, I always spent my time playing through fucking, short fucking whatever, 6, 8 hour fucking shooter campaigns, and like, oh, all fucking multiplayer. Then even like, Doom 4, I fucking played through again, fucking even that, a couple levels of that, and I'm like, I've played this, but I'm just fucking, like, refreshing my memory before I write a review, and then fucking, like, I play a couple levels, and like, isn't the fucking multiplayer in this really fucking fun? And then I fucking, like, stop and go back to Doom 4, you know what I mean? Go back to the fucking multiplayer, and then go back to a level, and just, like, basically, I played fucking three multiplayer-focused fucking first-person shooters for a week, and that's about it. I mean, really, it's fucking most of my time. Just fucking weird how that works. I mean, again, it's fucking like leading up. I'm like, oh yeah, I can fucking play it, like whatever. I'll go through fucking, those fucking games like real quick and just fucking like the campaign. Oh, it'll take me a day. Then I can fuck around with the multiplayer. Oh, I'll fucking have that done like a day. Then I just fucking like, ah, oh, no, I can just probably sit back and just play this fucking multiplayer for a long time. All of them. But, and again, I was toying with the fucking, like, oh, I'll play a horror game, and, I'll play fucking Condemned again, or I just bought, Sanitarium on fucking, it was on sale for, like, $5. I played the game when it first came out, or around then a while ago, and that's a cool game. I could replay that and fucking review it and stream it and shit. Or, again, I have a fucking shit ton of them fucking just laying around, just, like, bunch of horror games. Like, I could play them fucking like Harvester or something, or fucking, or again, like looking at, Civilization 6 just came out and it's supposed to be really good. It's just, it's just like thinking about it. It's like, well, that is like a time commitment, and I was thinking that much, sinking that much time into fucking learning this shit, I'm like, that'll probably be my week, which wouldn't be bad, but I mean, like, fucking, like, I don't know. Instead, I'm fucking sinking that time into fucking, just getting into the match after match fucking groove of fucking multiplayer, and it's just so easy to fall into that. I'm just like, it's one more, fucking keep playing, fucking playing like Titanfall, like 10-minute games, like over and over, and before you know it, the week's fucking up, and plus just looking at my games, speaking of like Civilization, I just watched a fucking little like video review of Civilization. I'm like, that looks cool. Then I'm fucking just like looking at like, list of games I own. It's like, hey, I own every fucking Civilization like they ever fucking made, pretty much. And like, I've never really played them. I played the console one there, fucking Civilization Revolution. I played that quite a bit. I mean, it's obviously fucking stripped down, but I don't think I've ever, or maybe I did fucking a long time ago, in the 90s or something, like, oh yeah, I fucking played this for a little bit, whatever, I don't really remember it, but it's like, yeah, I own all of these fucking games, I haven't fucking played them, so I don't know, you guys fucking pretty iffy about spending like $60 on the new one and just fucking like, trying to learn that when I haven't even touched the other one, so I don't know, why start now, I guess, it was my philosophy, and, we'll get to the main thing I did was, those shooters, which we'll get to, but first, there's some controversy with a question mark. A couple of big news drops that happened this week, and I guess it's my duty to address them, even though I'm pretty sure I fall into the on the minority side of both of them. Even though, I mean, that's really nothing new. That's usually how it goes, but. First you get there's a video game voiceover strike going on, which is the union. I guess that most of the major game companies use to hire people, SAG-AFTRA, SAG-AFLAC, whatever, whatever the fuck, whatever the fuck that stands for, Screen Actors Guild, something, whatever. They've been trying to bargain for more pay for, the union members doing voices in games. And so it's something like, they want like something like $200 an hour or something, or they want like pretty much like double what they're getting already. And then they want some sort of like residual pay for, I mean, depending on like how well the game sells, like fucking, they want like a percentage of that, of the sales or whatever, bonuses depending on fucking like, how much the fucking game sells, and I just think that's fucking stupid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm all for fucking, you know, workers' rights, and you know the idea anyway of fucking of unions, and you know standing up to the fucking big corporations you work for. You know, being treated fucking fairly. I mean, all that shit. It's like, yeah, like again, the idea that's great, but I mean, come the fuck on, like seriously, like, fucking. You know, the fucking voiceover talent, I mean, that's probably the fucking easiest and, like, least essential job there is in video game development anyway, you know? I mean, they just fucking show up in their fucking underwear if they want and just pretty much, like, read from a fucking script and, you know, that's it for the day. And, you know, they want fucking, like, hundreds of dollars a fucking hour and, you know, some of them fucking, like, work from home and shit, and they just send in, like, their voice clips and shit, like, you know, over the internet, like, these are the people who want fucking, like, oh, you know, we don't get enough money, and just, like, I don't know, I mean, meanwhile, you get the, you know, people fucking programming the game, fucking designing the game, doing all the art and all that shit, and just, like, you know, they're busting their fucking asses for fucking, you know, years and years, and fucking doing jobs that, you know, not a lot of fucking people can do, you know, it's like, if I could do it, it's not fucking easy, you know, I can fucking talk into a mic, anybody can fucking talk into a mic, but I can't fucking program a game, like, you know what I mean, I couldn't fucking, wouldn't know where to fucking start, and just like, you know, it's a skill, it's fucking all sorts of, like, years of fucking, like, you know, training and fucking practice and all that shit you gotta do, and, even begin, I mean, you can say the fucking the same thing, like, oh, well, you know, they you know, honed their craft, like, getting their voices down and how to talk and this and that and fucking like doing different, like, you know, whatever. I mean, just like, yeah, okay, but anybody can fucking do that. I mean, especially if you're trying to make something sound fucking natural, you can pretty much do that with anybody. And, yeah, I mean, not everybody can fucking, you know, look at fucking code and fucking know what the fuck they, you know, it's a language you gotta fucking learn. It's an entirely different fucking language. And, you know, and they're fucking, the guys programming it, they're fucking staring at monitors for fucking 40 plus hours a week, and, you know, they're not getting paid nearly as well as that for fucking pretty much dedicating their entire fucking life, you know, to a game. And, yeah, I mean, they're not getting fucking residuals and shit. It's like, well, you guys think you should? And it's fucking, like, this is fucking ridiculous, and, fuck the voice actors, pretty much. I mean, seriously, who needs them? I mean, that's just, I also think that's just part of, like, what's wrong with modern video games. I mean, people get all caught up, you know, keeping up with fucking Hollywood, and they, you know, they want these fucking big names, big fucking movie star names in their games, and, you know, more cutscenes and fucking, you know, make it more fucking cinematic, more fucking, you know, CGI fucking cutscenes and fucking voiceovers, and, fuck that. I mean, none of that shit matters. I mean, just use fucking, you know, just use fucking text if you have to. Like, fucking, just, you know, here's the script just fucking written out. Like, don't need that shit. And just, you know, or you can just use fucking some Joe fucking schmo off the street to record lines. I mean, I've proven for over a fucking year and a half, you know, any fucking retard can talk into a mic. It's not really not that hard. I mean, what they want. But, you know, plus you hear these fucking, you hear the voice actors, you know, from fucking, like, you know, the Hollywood fucking celebrities and shit, the dude that do, the video game voices, you hear them talk about, you know, getting into games, and some of them are honest, and they say, like, oh, you know, it's a fucking cakewalk, easiest job I've ever had, and, you know, I wish I you know, did this from the get-go, like, this is all I did, instead of even getting to fucking, like, regular acting and shit, because, you know, it's just, you know, it's real easy, or when I retire, this is what I'm gonna do for my retirement job, it's fucking, you know, tit, pretty much, just fucking sit and show up whenever, or whatever, fucking show up wearing whatever, just fucking read from a script, like, that's real fucking easy, you know, or you get the ones that are, that, you know, they do it and they're trying to use it as, like, Yeah, trying to build up like nerd cred, you know, like fucking like, oh yeah, you know, I always like fucking games. Oh, you know, me, I'm a lifelong fucking gamer, and dream come true for me. You know, I would have done anything to have my fucking voice in like fucking The Elder Scrolls or fucking Call of Duty or like whatever. And oh, you know, I would have done that for free. Like, oh, it's just so much fun. It's like, well, you know, well, fucking nut up or shut up time, because like, you know, fuck you, pretty much. Like, then, you know what I mean? It's like fucking like, yeah, you're gonna be part of that shit, like part of that fucking shitty union that's just fucking like, oh, I need this and I need that, and just like, oh, it's just like, we don't need you. I mean, fucking games don't need you, and just like, you know, whatever the fucking developers are paying you, it's probably too much, and that money probably should have gone to like a play tester or, you know, something, you know, fucking something like that. A fucking programmer ironing out fucking bugs, or fucking, you know, an artist making a better fucking like texture, like whatever, man. I mean, it's fucking good. I mean, strike as long as you want, and just, you know, fuck you. And you know, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I mean, that's what I always say starting now. Then you get the other big news story here was Bethesda's new policy about sending early review copies of their games to the media, or them not doing that, because they're not going to do that anymore. They put out a press release saying something along the lines of like, you know, we want everybody playing the game to experience it, experience our games at the same time, the same state, like all that shit. And which is like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And honestly, I completely agree with that. Sending out early review copies to reviewers, you know, that shit made sense like years ago when there were, you know, print magazines were big, and fucking, you know, the writers had to have their shit written and ready to go, you know, have that shit published, you know, far in advance. So, you know, so when the magazine got printed, it could be on the store shelves, you know, before the game was out, for like fucking, you know, a month or whatever, weeks later. And just so it was relevant, like, here you go, it's fucking, here's a, you know, copy in advance, so you can get your shit done and you could get your magazine on the shelf. Like, that made sense. But now, you know, the fucking internet and fucking Twitch and YouTube and all that. I mean, I don't understand what the fuck the point is of giving out the early copies. But I found that odd for a while, especially with all the day one patches and the updates and all, you know, all the online components and all that. You know, most games have, and you know, what good's fucking reading a review from someone that was playing it without that shit? You know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, no, it didn't have the patch. They weren't on fucking live servers, all that shit. excuse me. A little distracted here. I don't like recording during the day. It freaks me out. You know, I mean, they can't test, you know, they can't test the fucking servers. And you know, I've read some reviews that they, you know, they don't mention, like, as soon as, like, you know, the public fucking gets it, I mean, I guess the game, like, for real, I mean, you know, they're running these fucking massive problems and, like, you know, bugs and shit. And you know, then they're, you know, then you get the fucking reviewer, like, backpedaling, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, you didn't fucking seriously run into this, like, huge bug, like, as soon as you start the game, or, like, you can't start the game, and it's all fucked up, and just, like, yeah, they get the reviewer, like, backpedaling, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, the developers said that would have been patched, and fucking, you know, they did something to fucking get past it for me, and just like, oh, I guess the patch didn't work out as well, huh? And it's just like, as well as I thought it would, huh? It's just fucking like, dude, well, what fucking good are you at that point? I mean, again, you're reviewing a fucking completely different fucking game, and just like, dude, I don't know. And when I started my site, I mean, that was just a big part of my philosophy, was just like, you know, hey, you can take these fucking backroom dealing fucking colluding cunts, like, take their word that they're, you know, not in bed with the game companies, and, you know, even though they're getting, like, special treatment, and they're trying to maintain their fucking relationships, and they're meeting their deadlines, and getting their ad revenue, and all that shit. It's just like, you know what, I'm just a fucking, Dude buying this shit like everybody else and fucking playing it with the I'm playing it with the fucking unwashed fucking masses and just, you know, giving a heads up, giving an opinion. I mean, that's what the grunt free philosophy's been from day one. And yeah, I can't speak for anybody else really, but you know, if I'm interested in a fucking game, it's just like, I'll just fucking like buy it, like whatever. Like as soon as I like hit that level, like fucking, this looks cool. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get it, and you know, I'm not waiting for fucking reviews. I'm not, you know, I'm not fucking swayed by him like one way or the other. And I can't think of the last time that's been the case. You know, I can't think of like any time recently where I've just been like, you know, fucking, I'm not sure, fucking, I don't know, fucking, you know, I read a fucking review and it's like, you know, this only got to get a fucking 7 or whatever, I'll pass. You know, if it was a 7.5, it would have been on board, but so, yeah, I don't know, it doesn't fucking happen anymore. the last one I was fucking really apprehensive about was fucking No Man's Sky, and just like, you know, for that one, it's fucking, it's like, I watched like 2 minutes of a fucking YouTube video, just like, this looks like fucking complete fucking shit, and just like, you know what I mean, it's fucking right there, it's like, I'm on the fence, and just like, just looking at this, like, somebody actually playing the game for, like, literally, like, fucking, like, 2 seconds, like, right away, I'm like, no, dude, this fucking looks like fucking garbage, dude, fuck that shit. But, meanwhile, you know, if I waited for the fucking reviews that came out, like, when they came out, like, I forget what the deal was with the fucking No Man's Sky, but regardless, I know the fucking reviews were like fucking like mixed. They were fucking like wishy-washy, like fucking like, oh no, it's not that bad, and just fucking like, you know, I think they were late too. They weren't even early. I mean, these were late. I mean, in the plan, the fucking like a lot of them just like, oh, you know, there's a lot of potential, and just like, oh, come on, guys, you know, it's a small studio, it's not that bad, you know, it's gonna get better, like that kind of game, and just like that. You know, just towing the line so they're not fucking pissing off Sony and, you know, pissing off their fucking fanboy fucking, like, whatever, viewers or readers or whatever. You know, and it just, if it went by that, I still would have been like, oh, okay, well, maybe, oh, I guess it says it's okay, you know what I mean? It's like the basic, like, temperature of fucking professional reviewers, like, oh, no, this game's okay, like, it's not that bad, like, you know what I mean? But again, just like, the 1 minute of just fucking watching, like, a normal person playing the fucking game, is just like, this looks like fucking garbage. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, lo and behold, I mean, fucking No Man's Sky was a fucking disaster. I mean, by all means and measures, I guess. It's kind of like a continuing fucking train wreck at this time. And you know, if I put my stock into, you know, what the bullshit day one review said, and I probably would have bought it, and I probably would have been in that camp, and I would have been fucking pissed of like, why did I buy this fucking piece of shit? Like, you know what I mean? They said it was okay. Like, no. Again, just 2 minutes of watching fucking like actual gameplay is enough for me to be like fucking like, oh no, this looks like garbage or not. So I mean, that's you know, that whole fucking model is, you know, sending the early review copies out. I mean, that's pretty outdated, pretty useless, and you know, so that's what Bethesda did, and fucking just like, no, we're just not gonna do that anymore. Fucking, you'll get your shit fucking the day it comes out, and you know, then you get this fucking big uproar about, oh, you know, the policies fucking anti-consumer and fucking, you know, I don't get that. Like, how the fuck do you draw that conclusion? Like, if you want to be a, yeah, if you want to be a fucking smart consumer about fucking games or like whatever, you're not sure about it. I mean, yeah, but you fucking wait, you fucking idiot. I mean. Same thing I brought up about people bitching about, you know, paying extra or paying more to fucking get a game early and play it early, like whatever. I mean, you don't have to fucking, you know, you don't have to fucking do it. You know, you don't have to fucking get it the second it's fucking available. I mean, take a fucking breath and, you know, wait it out. If that's what fucking bothers you, I mean, it's just options for people who fucking, like, want it early. Same with this shit. It's fucking like, oh, well, I don't know if I should get this game day one and fucking blah, blah, blah. Well, what does that mean? I mean, it's fucking, I don't buy until the reviews come out, so wait till the fucking reviews come out. Like, what do you want? I mean, I don't know. you have to be like fucking that, like on top of shit and like trendy and like whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like fucking buying shit when it's new, but like you said, there's certain things I'm fucking like, oh, wait for that. Like if I'm really not interested in it, but oh, it really bothers you again if that's like your metric of fucking buying games is fucking like, you know, how well it scores at the fucking reviews, and wait for the fucking reviews. Like it doesn't really change anything. I don't know. You know, shouldn't it be fucking hanging your fucking check on whatever, hanging your fucking cash on some fucking review embargo to lift so you can run out and fucking buy the fucking game, like, as soon as you fucking read, like, you know, what you want to read or whatever, I mean, you know, just fucking wait. I mean, watch some fucking streams, fucking watch some videos, check out the reviews from people who fucking played it in the fucking real world and get a better understanding of, like, you know, of how the game is before you, you know, if you're that fucking uptight about fucking paying for a game, I mean, just wait. Wait. I mean, that's the key. You know, I think more often than not, people just use those fucking the early reviews and all that shit. They just use that as fucking like justification or fucking, you know, reinforcement for what they bought, or usually what their fucking parents bought them, because, you know, I always just assume that everybody online that's fucking talking or fucking writing, I just assume they're like 10 years old and they're fucking idiots who never played a fucking game before and have no clue what they're talking about. You know, people are just fucking like, oh, you know, I told you it was good. It's like a game that you play. It is fucking like, oh, I told you that the game was good. See, IGN gave it a 9. It must be good. See, it's like, dude, no, like who fucking cares? I mean, like, form your own fucking opinion, you dipshit. Like, fucking, if they gave it a fucking like 1, who cares if you liked it? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Fucking stop being idiots. Pretty much. Yeah, it's fucking, you know, a lot of the reviews and shit, it's all fucking, like, you know, clickbait, fucking fanboy war, fucking fan the flame, get the ad revenue bullshit anyway, and, you know, and, you know, of course, fucking IGN is this big write-up about, oh, this is, you know, this policy is bad for everybody, you know, why this is a bad idea, or fucking not giving us fucking early free fucking copies of games, and just like, oh, because we're not going to get the fucking ad revenue, and, you know, it ain't pretty much what it is. They didn't say that, but I mean, that's pretty much what it is. You know, so you get the fucking, you know, everyone is doing their fucking, oh, you know, Bethesda's evil, fucking whatever, you know, the political stance, fucking, oh, seen it with fucking Microsoft, EA, fucking everybody, so they're all evil fucking corporations, and Ubisoft's terrible, and fucking, oh, now it's fucking Bethesda's turn to fucking, oh, Bethesda's evil, and fucking, you know, I've seen a couple fucking, like, I wrote my review for fucking, Doom 4, and I fucking, like, put it up on, you know, the site, and I put it up on, like, Steam, and just fucking, like, I wonder how other reviews look of this after I did it, and fucking looking, and list, like, a couple of them just, like, fucking, like, oh, I'm thumbs down on this, because Bethesda published it, and fucking, you know, that's it, fuck, you know what I mean, it's like, dude, fuck off, fucking awful, dude, so stupid. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, oh yeah, stand up for fucking the little guy, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you guys are, like, so fucking, like, anti-big corporation, I mean, you know, stand up for the fucking the little guys, you know what I mean? By that, they're talking about the fucking the established, the fucking giant media fucking conglomerates that, you know, bombard you with fucking ads every time you click on this site, like, you know what I mean? Every chance they get, oh, here's an ad, fucking oh, pop-ups, dude, like, those are the guys you're fucking defending, and just, I don't know, I did a little bit of fucking research. I mean, it's half-assed as fucking usual, as my research tends to be, so, I mean, take it as you will. I mean, I don't fucking use this as an argument, but, just looking up real quick, I mean, fucking, ZeniMax Media, I mean, they're the overall owner or whatever, the parent corporation of Bethesda, you know, like, the big corporation above Bethesda, I guess, it's pretty much like, oh, what's that, you know, company worth or whatever. Those are the big guys, right? The ones that are evil that you're fighting against. I mean, they're worth about $1.2 billion, the company. So I was like, all right, whatever. I don't know what that means, but fucking, they looked up. I mean, the little guys, you know, those little journalists over at IGN that are being fucked over. I looked up fucking like, oh, what are they worth? You know what I mean? Just fucking just compare like size, you know, size comparison, I guess. So fucking who's really the little guy here? And IGN's owned by fucking Ziff Davis, which is, you know, a giant media corporation. And just looking through, it's like, hey, one of their founders, the son's founders or whatever, son of a founder. Whatever. I mean, there's fucking this dude named fucking Dirk Ziff, who sounds like an asshole, just judging by his name. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, Ziff Davis. I mean, I guess he's one of the Ziffs and Ziff Davis, but just that guy alone, just that one dude, Dirk Ziff, he's fucking worth $4.7 billion. So, I mean, it's just that one dude is fucking his, you know, four times the amount of money that all of fucking Bethesda's, you know, parent corporation, like, whatever. It's like, you know, so who's the little guy you gotta stand up for? Like, you know, I don't get it. And just fucking, you know, more importantly, like, who gives a fuck? Because it's a fucking dumb stance to take. I mean, you know, all that means is fucking, you know, in terms of, like, reviews and game coverage and all that shit, it's just pretty much just fucking like further like democratization of you know, game reviews, which is I was fucking pretty much been going anyway, so whatever. So I don't know, so fuck the established, you know what I mean, the fucking the badge carrying fucking press, fucking entitled press members, of, you know what I mean. I hope all the fucking publishers just do the same thing. I'm just like, no dude, fuck you guys, like, you know what I mean, this is fucking not worth it, sending out this fucking shit so you guys can fucking whatever. I mean, just fucking post some garbage that's not really true, and it's not the same shit that other people are playing, so fuck you. I mean, get with it, I guess. I mean, if anybody should be mad about that change, it should be, you know, small sites like fucking Grunt Free Press, because now there's some, should be some more competition coming my way. My little review in space of buy my game like a normal person and play it and review it afterwards. But I'm not fucking mad about it. It's just fucking like, yeah, I'm not a fucking retard, you know. It's just like I realize this is, you know, it's good for gaming on the whole, you know. It's not fucking not, and it's not good for like the fake corporate fucking hype machine bullshit. So that's good too. So anyway, fucking games, I fucking played them, I reviewed them, and I might as well talk about them. I'm gonna take a break, and a little out of breath is the most exercise I've had in fucking a week, so bear with me. I'll be right back.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Giant down. These are the strange amateur things. We're the ones that put on the devil's wings.
Welcome back. Let's talk about some Doom 4. again. Talked a lot of Doom on here. I'm scared of the hell to the demons. So Doom 4, fucking, you know, oldie but goodie at this fucking point, I guess. Fucking came out like, I don't know, this year, I think, but summer maybe. Yeah, pretty sure it came out like fucking May, I think. I want to say May, around there. But it's, you know, oldie but goodie at this point. You know, I just fucking had to replay it on ultra-violent, you know, the harder difficulty, not even hard, like, hurt me plenty is, like, fucking, like, you know, the normal, like, that'd be, like, whatever, hard, you know what I mean, fucking ultra-violence, like, one above that, and I had to play it on that, because fucking otherwise the game's way too easy when I first played it on Hurt Me Plenty. I just wanted to replay it, so it was, you know, fresh in my memory. So I played through the campaign. I mean, it's really good. Again, on ultra violent, where there's some kind of fucking challenge, it's really good. A little bit jerky. The pacing's a little bit jerky. Just, I don't really get the whole, like, fucking, like, oh, it's like classic Doom. You know, I kept hearing that over and over again. And it's fucking like, oh, you know, Doom 4, oh, back to the basics. It's fucking classic Doom. And just fucking like, eh, I don't know about that. It's kind of its own fucking thing. I'm just like, you know, fucking, it's like, ah, some shit. Like, yeah, you know, have to reload your weapon. Yeah, that's kind of like classic Doom, I guess. But, you know, some of the enemies are like, you know, the same, reimagined anyway. Fucking that shit, but. It's different. It's a different game. I mean, most of the fucking levels are like these huge fucking, huge open areas. I mean, you're just, jumping up onto platforms and triggering fucking, a lot of times you're fucking going to this, like, oh, an open space, you look around, it's like, oh, there's ammo and shit, it's probably fucking gonna be a big fight here, and it's like, alright, here's the power up, I see that, I'm stocking up on ammo, and there's like a, it's like a huge, like, heart or some shit, you gotta walk up and, like, press a button to fucking get, like, the enemies to spawn in, and it's like, oh, you trigger the fight, and, you know, they just fight, and like that, you know what I mean? It didn't happen in fucking, like, classic Doom. Classic Doom was just fucking, like, you know, exploring, fucking figuring out the fucking level, and, that was it. It wasn't fucking arena fight. So, like, in the middle of the fucking game, you know, that you fucking, like, trigger it, you know what I mean? You were, like, fucking, like, alright, go here, fucking trigger this, and fucking, like, whatever. But, I mean, the levels are so big. I mean, there's multiple, like, levels to each level, I guess I want to say, like floors, different, you know, a bunch of multiple floors you gotta like worry about, so it's pretty easy to get lost in there, and not like the classic, like, you know, maze, like Doom sense of just, you know, fucking like, oh, this is way too big for no reason, and everything looks the same, like that type of thing. Like, that's fucking like the new Doom. It's not like fucking like, oh, it's a tight bunch of tight fucking corridors and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck, you know, where the key card is or any of that. It's just fucking like, that's just a bunch of fucking empty space, you know what I mean? Fucking everybody's dead and fucking, like, you know, the bodies don't fucking stay there, and just fucking like, I don't know, it's just different. And they give you a waypoints you can follow to, like, you know, make it not that big of a deal, but it's fucking like they don't even fucking like point you where you have to go, so it's like, or you'll be like right on top of the fucking waypoint, but it's like, oh, it's a level above you or a level below you, and it's fucking like trying to figure out how to fucking get up or down from where you're at. I mean, that can be a fucking like nightmare. Trying to figure out where you need to go, and the multiple levels, or whatever, multiple fucking floors, I guess. I mean, it's just how it's set up, like, that makes the fucking map, again, it's just kind of, like, useless, because it's fucking like, oh, I'm going up a floor, down a floor, like, whatever, and just fucking like, I can't really tell where the fuck I need to go, and just, like, I don't know, so you get lost a lot, is what I'm trying to say. And that and, like, the combat itself, I mean, it's kind of jerky. I mean, it's fucking, you know, you go from, like, the full speed, like, classic, like, circle strafing, and, then you're doing these fucking, like, finishing moves on all the weakened demons, and you pretty much have to do them, because it's fucking, it's necessary, because, you know, that's your main source of, like, health and ammo and shit. So you're doing these, you know, Mortal Kombat fucking finishers. You're ripping off arms and fucking, like, snapping necks and shit. And you do that, and it gives you this fucking, like, rainbow explosion of fucking orbs and shit that come out of the bodies. And, you know, they look great, like, doing it. It's like, fucking, like, ah, oh, it's really cool. It looks so cool, fucking ripping out something, you know, a fucking giant monster eye and fucking, you know, whatever. And just, like, after you do that, like, whatever, a couple dozen times, it's like, all right, yeah, cool, I've seen it, and just fucking, like, you know, watching these fucking, gets kind of old, just watching the canned animations play out over and over again, you know, just fucking, again, on the higher difficulties, just like, oh, yeah, like, fucking, you do it, and it's like, all right, I can sit back for a second and just fucking, like, you know what I mean, just, like, think about what I'm doing, and, yeah, overall, I mean, I'm not, like, bashing. I mean, overall, I think that the campaign's pretty fun. Does get kind of, like, repetitive. It's just fucking, you know, hallway, fucking arena, hallway, fucking arena, hallway, fucking bunch of executions. I mean, it is Doom, I guess, but I wasn't expecting much more than fucking just, you know, shooting and fucking exploring. And that, I mean, at that sense, I guess it is kind of like Doom. I mean, that's what you're doing, but, every couple levels, I mean, I just get fucking like, all right, play a couple levels and back out and fucking play the multiplayer and just fucking like, the multiplayer is fucking great. And just, I think the multiplayer feels way more like fucking classic Doom than the campaign does. I mean, you're just constantly fucking, you know, auto running, fucking flying through the fucking maps and picking up armor and, you know, armor shards so you can take a couple more shots and just fucking, you know, hopefully have an advantage. And And when you get into a fight, you know, you see another player, it's just so fucking, like, old school. It's just fucking, like, up, I see him, fucking take a couple shots, he might turn around and see you, and fucking, like, all right, who's the better aim, and just fucking, like, who can circle straight for the best, and fucking, you know, back and forth, and, like, you know, trying to juke each other out and shit, and just, yeah, so it's like that old school fucking arena shit, just, you know, who was the better aim, who was the quicker feet, and it's just so fucking fun. I really like it. It's so good, in fact, that you know, after I finished reviewing the game and shit, I'm just fucking like, all right, I got to make space to my fucking hard drive, because you know, I only have, like, the solid state drive I have on my came in my fucking PC is, like, you know, it's like half a gig, so it's not that much space, so it's like fucking, I have to be, like, selective of just, like, you know, think about what I'm doing, and you know, only install a couple games at a time, then fucking, like, all right, well, I'm done with that, so I'll fucking delete it. And so after I reviewed Doom, I'm like, all right, I fucking played through this game, like, twice already. I fucking played the multiplayer enough that I fucking, like, prestige or whatever the fuck, and just, like, you know what I mean, and played, and then some, and just, like, after I deleted it, I'm just fucking, like, as I was fucking, like, thinking about it, writing this down for the fucking podcast, I'm just fucking, like, I really like that fucking multiplayer, and just fucking, like, I immediately fucking reinstalled it, and I put it on, my second drive, and it's probably just gonna stay there, just so I can play the fucking multiplayer, like, whenever, and just, yeah, you know, all these fucking, the new fucking multiplayer-focused games that I've been playing, fucking Battlefield, like, Titanfall, and just, like, playing through those, and then fucking, like, dude, fucking Doom 4, I mean, that's the game I've been constantly fucking, you know, it's the game, too, that's fucking, since it came out, just constantly fucking getting shit on for, it's like, oh, it's fucking multiplayer sucks, just fucking Halo multiplayer, it's like, dude, that's the one I'm fucking, just like, dude, this one's fucking really fucking fun. So that's Doom. I mean, so I think it's second or third time I've probably talked about it. I mean, you can fucking go back if you want more, I guess, if you want to find it when I originally played it, or, like, whatever, or just read the review that's up there now on fucking gruntfreepress.com, and just fucking, like, yeah, let's move it along here. Talk about some Battlefield 1, which I've also already talked about, and again, I forget exactly what I said last week, so bear with me here, but the campaign, absolute fucking dog shit, but I didn't mention that. I'm pretty sure I did, but it's worth mentioning again. Battlefield 1 campaign's really fucking bad. And yeah, Battlefield, I mean, not known for its fucking single player, but I remember fucking playing fucking Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, fucking Hardline, and it's like, I thought they were okay. I mean, the single player was like, it's fine. I mean, just fucking play through it once and just fucking, like, cool, you know. And they had their moments, and before that, I remember playing, like, whatever, Battlefield, like, 2 or whatever the fuck. And just like, I thought those were, I think they were just pretty much like bot matches. Like, oh, I could do offline or whatever. It was just fucking like, oh, I'll play like bot matches. And, those are like whatever. Obviously, just fucking whatever the fuck. But, Battlefield 1's campaign is fucking trash. It's really bad. And just, they do this kind of like half step into making some like shitty, sappy fucking stories. Like, oh, look at these cheesy characters and fucking like, you know what I mean? They do like the, you know, you're doing this fucking like shitty, fucking generic, fucking stealth site. It just fucking sucks. I mean, I don't know how much I went into it last week, but it really is just fucking like trash. Like, this is like really bad fucking single player content. And, the multiplayer is good. I mean, if I was going to say that, it's fucking, you know, definitely fucking Battlefield multiplayer. It looks, the game looks fucking incredible. Looks really good. Lots of fucking chaos. I mean, fucking snipers drive me fucking nuts, and a lot of random bullshit, and you got to deal with, and, you know, getting fucking spawn killed a lot of the time. So, but again, typical fucking Battlefield. It is what it is. don't get me wrong either. I mean, I really like fucking the conquest mode. That's the main one. I mean, I think this is fucking pretty much been the mainstay fucking Battlefield since fucking like 1942, I think. And the operation one I like too. It's pretty much just like a bunch of like little conquests, like mini conquests or fucking like rush or whatever. Just fucking kind of like, you know, two or three flags you get to fucking capture. And if you, you know, capture all of them, fucking whatever. And like it moves on and whatever. It's pretty cool too. I like that. I like the operations too. But, you know, honestly, after playing fucking Titanfall 2 and, like, Doom, just comparing the multiplayer, and or they're all fucking completely different styles, so maybe that's not entirely fair to be like, oh, I compare these three or these four, like, whatever, but, for me, I don't know, I think fucking Battlefield's the fucking weakest out of the three of them. This is a lot of fucking, like, downtime, you know, fucking waiting to spawn. You know, waiting to spawn in, fucking, you know, a lot of, like, running across fucking open ground, fucking nothing going on, and then fucking do that for, like, a minute, and then, like, oh, I get sniped from a fucking mile away, awesome, or, you know, being a fucking, or you're fucking, like, spawning a fucking, as a passenger in a vehicle, and you just fucking, you know, looking behind the vehicle, looking to the side, and, you know, nothing to shoot at for, like, five fucking minutes, and just, I don't know. You know, maybe I am a fucking, you know, scrubby fucking newbie Call of Duty console fucking ADD peasant, that hard, I guess, but again, just playing fucking, after playing Titanfall, like Doom, which is, you know, playing those games is so fucking good. It's fucking like, oh, I died, and it's fucking like, up, jam on fucking X to respawn, like, as fast as I fucking can, and you know what I mean? Just fucking just get right back in it, and 2 seconds later, you're in a fucking fight again, and just, you know, you say, like, fucking, oh, well, don't die, you fucking, you know, you scrubby fucking bad kid, like, whatever. It's just, hey, go fuck yourself, you fucking camping, sniping faggot. How about that? But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, like, again, and I'm not really, like, shitting on bad. It's just fucking, like, those other fast-paced games are more my fucking speed, I guess. But, yeah, but again, Battlefield is what it is. It's fucking, you know, unique, and it's just fucking, you know, giant fucking sandbox or fucking, you know, crazy shit happens, and, you know, you get shit going on in the fucking sky and on the ground, and fucking, you know, mortars fucking launching and fucking tanks shooting at you, and, you know, bombs dropping, fucking fog rolling in. It is a good game, Battlefield, but the multiplayer anyway. Again, the campaign's fucking garbage, but, another one, you can read the review at, gruntfreepress.com, because I was a review rating maniac this fucking, this week, so there you go, Battlefield 1 review is up. Now we get to a little Titanfall 2, and, you know, game I wasn't sure about going in, I wasn't sure about how I was gonna pan out. I actually almost didn't buy it at all, just because, what they showed of the campaign looked really fucking shitty, what I saw out of, you know, in the, previews and all that. looks like a fucking like Pixar movie or something where, you know, the pilot's fucking learning to love his fucking Titan or some shit. And it's fucking like, looks like they were trying to do like, you know, relationship or like friendship moments or some shit. So they just look really fucking gay. And, you know, I was thinking like, the Respawn, you know, the people who fucking made it. I mean, this fucking small team, you know, they're going to be fucking spreading themselves really thin and just tacking on this fucking bullshit story mode. And that's probably going to last like 3 hours, and they're just trying to fucking appease all the, you know, all these fucking pussies complaining about fucking like, oh, online only games and fucking, you know, fucking, oh, you gotta put in the online, like tack on the online fucking multiplayer to, you know, sell more copies. Now it seems like fucking like, we don't really even want the fucking single player, but we have to fucking tack this on because, you know, fucking otherwise it'll just fucking Twitter fucking shit thrown on us, I guess, or like whatever. But so that's what I was expecting. I was expecting just like fucking like, some tacked on bullshit fucking multiplayer. And again, probably the entire game is going to suffer because, again, small team, they're just kind of like splitting themselves up. And, but I was fucking wrong, completely wrong. The campaign's fucking awesome in Titanfall 2. Just a ton of fun. Like, I forgot how good fucking single player campaigns and shooters could be. You know, it's like comparing it to like, you know, it's just again comparing like, you know, the games we've been playing, like the shooter trio we've been fucking, you know, we've got going on this week. It's like Battlefield's campaign again is fucking complete fucking garbage. Dooms again is fucking like, it's really fun, like whatever, fucking just, you know, not really holding my attention for the entire thing. But fuck, like Titanfall 2's fucking campaign is just fucking like amazing. I'm just fucking like, I want to keep going, like this is fucking really good. I was just see what the fuck they got going on next. The story's actually fucking pretty funny. It doesn't take itself too seriously fucking like at all. It's like you can get a couple dialogue choices, or you can choose how to respond to the Titan. It's just, you know, whatever you choose, it's still just a fucking, you know, dumb fucking AI. So it's just like the Terminator thing of fucking like, oh, why do you cry type of, like those type of fucking just like stupid responses. It's pretty fucking funny. And you know, you can be a fucking just like a dick to it, and there's a lot of, like, fucking, like, dumb shit. Like, I was giving you, like, thumbs up. It's like, well, once it does it, like, I saw that in the trailer. It's fucking, like, oh, man, are they fucking serious? Like, the thumbs up, like, the fucking, like, dumb shit. And then, like, in the campaign, he does it, like, fucking, like, half a dozen times. It's like, dude, it's like an ongoing joke. Like, it's so stupid. It's just fucking, like, I was fucking laughing. Just like, dude, it's fucking, like, so dumb. It's fucking funny. It is fucking, like, really good. Yeah, the levels are so fucking, just the levels themselves are so well designed. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but, you know, because you can do like the pilot from fucking Titanfall thing where, you know, wall running and fucking double jumping and all that shit, and you're not just fucking walking point to point, like taking cover, any of that shit. So then you'll fucking be going, it's like, oh, I see fucking like some collectibles up there, like a way out of the way, and fucking just like, oh, you know, hard to reach fucking spot. So it's fucking like, oh, you know, if you want, you can stop and just take a second and just kind of challenge yourself to get up there. And I don't know exactly what the fucking the collectibles do. I mean, there's fucking these like giant blue helmets that are, again, they're not like really hidden. It's fucking like, oh, I see it right there. But as far as like, how do I get up there and fucking like trying to figure out, like, oh, I gotta hop off here, fucking, you know, yeah, it's just fucking like, you know, I don't know what they do. What happens if you fucking get them all, or like what, or if it gives you something? I don't know, but it's kind of fun. Just like, oh, a little diversion of just fucking like, take a second and try to fucking hop up there and get that helmet, like whatever. And then, you know, again, the design of just fucking, they do the thing where they'll like fucking light the path where you need to go in like certain colors and shit, or they'll be like brighter to like highlight, draw your attention to where you're going. So, you know, even if you're fucking, again, wall running and fucking getting all turned around and shit, and just fucking like, you just kind of look and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I should probably go there where it's, you know, where it's brighter, where it's fucking like bluer, like whatever. And just fucking, you know, you're not constantly fucking like jamming on like, you know, objective fucking waypoints and shit. Just like solid like level design all around, really good. And they mix it up, so you're not just like constantly fucking. It's just not like a repetitive, just fucking constantly fucking shooting dudes, and they really take advantage of the mobility that's there. So, I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, platforming and just like set pieces and shit. Like one really good one. You're fucking going through a factory where they're mass producing like houses or whatever. This giant fucking factory with all this fucking, you know, machine arms and shit going and just fucking, like, picking up, like, walls of houses and just fucking dropping them. And, so you start inside of one that's fucking, it's pretty much just, you know, one floor of the house and fucking, you know, the bottom floor has no walls or anything. It's just fucking, like, all right, so fucking, like, you know, you just see, like, whatever. There's, like, a dummy of a fucking person in there, like, whatever. So you're, you know, you're riding that, you're fucking hopping off fucking where it's going to be like, you know, dump you off or, you know, turn it to the side where you, you know, have nowhere to fucking like, you know, grab onto you. So it's fucking like, all right, well, I got to fucking like jump off here and fucking like wait for it to fucking turn the right side up and fucking like go back on and fucking then off to like, you know, onto like a fucking like factory floor and, you know, fights, you know, fighting some dudes and fucking climbing walls and shit and like, oh, get back onto another house. And it's like, oh, now this thing has like walls and, you know, ride that for a little bit and then fucking like, all right, just fucking, I gotta go into like these little caves and shit and just, you know, try to avoid getting crushed by like a fucking arm coming down or something. And, you know, so you're off to that fucking, you know, back to the house and fucking, then fucking off again, then back onto a house that's like pretty much like completely finished. And then, you know, the house is getting fucking, turned sideways and like upside down and shit. And you're just fucking like, you know, climbing and fucking sliding all over it and just fucking, you know, moving from fucking house to house and fucking all these different rooms and shit. It's just fucking, you know, they're all every which way and just fucking, you know, it's really fucking with your sense of space. And just, you know, it's like my mind hadn't been, you know, like blown like that in a fucking long time. It's just really fucking cool of just fucking like, I don't know which way's up, which way's down. I'm just fucking just like going and it's just like crazy. And then there's another level where you're manipulating time. You know, you're going from like going from the past to the present, and there's no like meters or like cooldown or any of that. It's just fucking, you just do it like whenever. You just fucking click a button and fucking just warps you back and forth. And you know, so there'll be these fucking, you know, soldiers you're fighting in the past or whatever, and it's like, oh, you start getting shot, and fucking there's no cover around, it's just like, fuck, I gotta switch over to the present, you know what I mean, to fucking regenerate my health, and fucking, like, in the present, there's these fucking, like, you know, giant fucking, like, animal things start fucking attacking you, so it's like, oh, fuck, you know, and then you go back to the past, and it's fucking like, oh, now I moved them, fucking, like, you know, now because you moved fucking before, you switch back and you're behind the fucking soldiers. It's fucking like, oh, I can fucking, you know, snap these guys' fucking necks and shit and fucking, oh, back to the presence. And, you know what I mean? Back in the fucking, you know, the animals are fucking, you know, in the same spot. It's just really, it's just fucking nuts. It's just so good. And then, you know, later on, you're fucking wall bouncing and, you know, one wall's in fucking the past or whatever. And fucking like, all right, fucking jump on this, like start wall running, then jump and fucking hit the button and fucking like, oh, the other one fucking pops up and like back and forth and just, whole nother fucking layer of shit to deal with. It's just fucking crazy. Really good. And you get some boss battles in there, which could have easily sucked pretty bad. And just, you fight these fucking, enemy titans. You know, they all have like different loadouts and shit. And they give them like, you know, they introduce them, they give them like this like freeze frame and, you know, write out their names, like whatever. And just, they just pretty much, you straight up just go at it like fucking Titan versus Titan fighting. And, yeah, they could have easily fucked it up and made them like, oh, they have like fucking like double fucking normal health or like whatever, you know, made them fucking bullet sponges. None of that. It's like, you can fuck them up pretty quick. I mean, if you get the drop on them. And same like with you too, like, oh, I fucked up and I get cornered and they just fucking like go to town and kill you in like a second, you know what I mean? So I mean, they're just these fucking like fair fucking cool fights, and usually against like, you know, awesome fucking like set piece fucking backdrop, like, you know, you'd be on a fucking like outside of a fucking ship fucking flying through fucking whatever, flying through fucking the air and all that shit. Just, you know, it's really cool looking. It's just an all around fucking awesome fucking campaign, you know, pleasantly surprised. And You know, again, these are the guys who fucking didn't. They made fucking Modern Warfare. This is probably the best game, best fucking first-person shooter campaign I've played since fucking Modern Warfare. It's really fucking good. Then you get the multiplayer, which, you know, to be honest, I mean, I was kind of disappointed with it at first. Part of it's just because, you know, I'm one of those people, I played fucking, so much fucking, so much of the first Titanfall. It's just immediately some of the shit they changed just fucking, like, rubbed me the wrong way. Namely with attrition, which is, the main mode, I'd say, for, main multiplayer mode, as far as I'm concerned. Attrition's the one where it's fucking, you know, there's AI bots and, you know, friendly and, like, you know, you have friendly bots, the other team is fucking, like, you know, enemy bots, you can fucking kill the bots or the fucking, you know, actual people, as you do that, you're racking up points and just, I get some people don't like that, fucking, like, oh, that's not hardcore enough, you know what I mean, it's fucking, oh, I'm fighting bots and, like, whatever, it's like, oh, yeah, but it's fucking, you're still fighting other, you know what I mean, it's like, other people are trying to get your fucking shit and just, like, whatever, but I think attrition's the best mode in the fucking game. I tried some other new one they have called, like, Bounty Hunter or something like that. It's basically almost the same thing as fucking attrition, except there's some bullshit fucking gimmick where instead of like getting like points for fucking, you know, killing the bots and the enemies, they give you cash. And then you have to deposit the cash in these fucking, like, these banks that drop down, and, you know, it pops up, and, you know, people camp around them and shit and try to kill you just trying to do it. I don't know. I played it once, I'm just like, I don't know. There's too many fucking rules and too much fucking meta garbage going on here. I like my fucking multiplayer fucking simple, and I guess I'm an idiot. Like, whatever. I just want to shoot shit. I don't want to play fucking Monopoly fucking banker. Whatever. So, attrition, for me, anyway. Playing that and just right away, it's just fucking the maps are really fucking big. It's fucking, and it seems like you move fucking slower either because you actually do or just because the maps are bigger. Like, I don't know, but it seems to be like a lot of empty space, a lot of dead ends and shit, and just, you know, people are having a hard time finding each other to even fight, and just you know, the maps definitely aren't as like vertical as before. It's just fucking more, again, it's like flat and fucking like spread out and shit. So compared to the first game, anyway, it was fucking, you know, I just had a fucking blast in that first game, just fucking, you know, bombing around the fucking maps and fucking, you know, taking up like zip lines and shit, and, you know, transition onto other zip lines and fucking, like, oh, I can get this map fucking get across in like 2 seconds because I learned how to fucking, you know, I mean, zip line up and get to like the very top of the map and fucking, you know, do all this crazy shit and, you know, find all these tricks and all that bullshit and just, yeah, the Titanfall 2 is just kind of flat and just fucking, you know, usually hopping up, maybe, you know, well, you get up on a rooftop, you know what I mean? Like, that's about it. And a lot of long lines of sight and shit. So what ends up happening is, you know, it plays more like Call of Duty or something than the first Titanfall. And that kind of upset me at first. We're just fucking like, it's not really, doesn't really have that fucking, like, the magic, you know what I mean, of the first Titanfall, where everything just seemed like so, like, everything just seemed like so, like, polished and shit. I'm just fucking, like, everything is just fucking, everything in this map is just placed to be, like, you know what I mean, just fucking, perfectly. So it's almost like Tony Hawk or something. I'm just fucking, like, getting these, like, combos and shit, and just fucking, like, that's not really, doesn't seem to be the case here. I'm just fucking like, oh, and no, obviously if I fucking go this way, I'll fucking, oh no, it's just a room. It's like a dead end of fucking nothing here. That's weird. But, I'm like, it's kind of more like Modern Warfare, just like infantry fucking combat. I'm just fucking like, you know what? Modern Warfare is pretty cool too. So whatever. I'm not, it's still pretty fun, but, and then attrition itself was kind of fundamentally fucked up the first day it was out too, just because the score limit was so low that it's fucking, you know, most games that you play it lasts maybe like 5 minutes, like at the most, and, you know, you'd be lucky to fucking like call in like one fucking Titan, and, you know, you'd be even luckier if as soon as you called it and didn't get fucking immediately fucking get destroyed, because they made the fucking Titans so like fragile this time, it's crazy. So I mean, they completely changed how you fight them too, you know. Like if you're on foot fighting a fucking titan, like before, I mean, you could have like anti-titan weapons or whatever, and just you could fire at them, and it just kind of like chip away at just kind of like chip away at fucking, you know, at their health or whatever, and you kind of be more reliant on like, you know, a friendly titan or something to fucking like, you know, do like real damage, or you'd have to like concentrate fire with everybody on your team's fucking anti fucking titan weapons, really do like real damage. Otherwise they're fucking just like, you know, or you just fucking avoid like the spaces they could get, and you'd fucking just end up inside like fighting like people, like whatever. Or you could, you know, rodeo them. If you got on top of them, if you fucking, got on top of an enemy titan, you could, right on their heads or whatever. And, you'd open up like a panel on the top and you'd start like shooting the fuck out of them. And, you know, and fucking like, you know, then you get into this game where like, you know, you're rodeoing them, and then they'd fucking like pop smoke if they had it, and, you know, like anti-personnel smoke, and fucking like, you know, they'd hurt you a little bit, and you'd fucking, you know, jump off and fucking like wall hang or some shit until like the smoke went away. You know, then you jump back on top of them, and it'd be like, you know, there'd be this fucking like back and forth, like cat and mouse, like head game, or, you know, or they'd fucking like, oh shit, I have no like defense, so they'd get out of their titan and fucking like fight you on foot, and just, you know, you'd shoot at them, and the fucking, you know, the titan would be fucking like helping them fight you, and then fucking like, oh, you'd, you know, run away or whatever, and they'd fucking, you know, they'd climb back in, then fucking you rodeo again, and it was just fucking great, and it's, That whole fucking like game of like the cat and mouse, titan versus pilot, it's all pretty much gone now, and that kind of sucks. And, you know, you can pretty much go toe to toe with a titan on foot and just fucking, you know, you can just like shoot it, and, you know, and even with like a regular weapon, you're doing a bunch of damage. And if you have like the anti-titan weapons, like the fucking the mag launcher or whatever, you fucking shoot him with that, and you fucking just shred him, like fucking just shred him completely, like fucking, like, again, you can pretty much just sit there in the open, like toe-to-toe, and just fucking, like, strafe back and forth, and just fucking shoot the fuck out of him, you know. Yeah, they don't last very long. When you do rodeo them, you can fucking take a battery out of them, and that drains their health. And it's fucking like, if you want, you can fucking like take the battery, move it to like a friendly titan, and fucking it gives them the health. It's just like, but why would you? Why would you bother doing that? It's just fucking easier to fucking like murder them with fucking, you know, sit back of the fucking mag launcher or whatever, and just you shredding them anyway. So like whatever. So I'm not a huge fan of that change, but. Again, after playing it for a little bit, I adjusted to it, and just fucking like, yeah, I don't know, it's fucking, the multiplayer is still pretty fun, and it's fucking, even by the way, I was saying like attrition was like so pretty fucked up, and it was just too short, and they fixed that, like literally the second day the game was out, they just increased the score limit, so now it's like, yeah, now the games are about like 10 minutes long, and calling like a few titans anyway, and whatever. So, I mean, again, I just fucking had to adjust to it, now I'm enjoying it, it's fun. I mean, it's no fucking Doom multiplayer, but what is? I mean, you can't ask for everything. So that's it. I mean, you can fucking hear me just fucking like, fucking catching my breath and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, tired and whatever. But as a special reward for fucking, you know, surviving this, spooky Halloween podcast, get a real treat for all you boils and ghouls. One of you anyway. Seriously, if you're listening to this and you have a fucking PC, you think can run fucking Titanfall 2, and I was saying, not a whole lot of people listen to the podcast, believe it or not. I know. I don't know why either, but maybe we should get early review copies or something, and maybe that'd help me out. They could be more pro-consumer, but so if you're hearing this, you have a good chance of fucking redeeming the code before anybody else gets it. So just keep that in mind. Don't fucking be one of those fucking like, oh, whatever, I'm not going to, what I usually do is fucking like, oh, I'm not going to bother, because fucking I'm sure somebody got this, whatever. If you listen to it fucking like a week later or something, like fucking there's a good chance you could fucking get it. Because the code is for Titanfall 2 on PC, and that's right, the brand new game just came out Friday, pretty much. You ready for it? Here it comes. All right, the code is GZ5VFYGECQUU P63FNGUD. And there you go. That's my special gift to one loyal listener. Because I appreciate you. I appreciate every one of you. And totally not because I'm a fucking idiot and I forgot that I already ordered the game and bought it twice by accident. There you go. So yeah, you have to go to fucking Origin, by the way, to redeem that. That's an Origin code. That's it. I'm done. And fucking going back into fucking civilian mode, civilian life. No more of this, so expect to slow down. You're not going to get three fucking reviews a week, I'll tell you that much. But gruntfreepress.com is the website, and podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And this Halloween, don't forget that candy tastes better with some cum on it. Just on top, a little topper, a little extra treat.
I don't know, I just took that knife and I cut her from her neck down to her anus, and I cut out the vagina and ate it.